Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I'm your host Matt Trudell, and with me, like always,
white running back Alex Baker,
Sebastian Merrick.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Want to give a quick shout out to Chris for listening to the show a couple weeks ago. Thanks for listening, and I hope your new business is going well.
Oh, Chris Abell.
Chris Abell. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Shout out to Chris Abell. He's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
How was your Labor Day weekend, guys?
Fun, full of college football drama. I mean,
how about my Spartans? We looked really good against Utah State.
Dropped in the rankings.
As well as they should.
Utah State's, that's a good team. Their quarterback's
good. I don't
think
Virginia Tech should have jumped as far as they did. I mean, we'll get into college football in a little bit. We're going to do NFL first.
Gotcha.
But, like, did you...
Virginia, Florida State is so disappointing.
They're terrible.
I watched that whole game.
They literally shot themselves in the foot. Like, I stopped watching. I'll be honest, because there just came a point after the dude went on like the 90-yard run, and then Francois just completely blew it. I was like, oh, it's over.
What was the final score? Because
it's 24-3, I believe it was
something like that.
And then
they didn't score a touchdown.
LSU and Miami wasn't even.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Like
too.
That was. It ended up being 33-17,
yeah.
But it was. I mean, it was like 30-3
yeah,
at one point.
That was a.
All right, NFL, new season, starts tomorrow. Well, before, let's just, I know you probably have something to say about this because I got a stupid text message from you about it, but let's talk about the Nike situation, Sebastian. let's talk about how you have a problem with Nike having Colin Kaepernick, but
I don't have
OSU
a problem with Nike. I don't have a problem with Nike.
You
have
a problem
with
Colin
Kaepernick.
Why?
Because if you're supposed to be an activist, then why are you taking a brand deal?
Are you serious?
Why? See, answer. I mean, there's no. I mean, he's.
So he's just supposed to forego making money because he cares about a cause?
He has plenty of money. He has plenty of money.
So he's just supposed to say, well, let me not get any more money because this cause?
Well,
if
sure
Nike's willing to write the check, what's it matter?
I mean, I'm sure Nike was. I still want to see the details of it. Because I've seen conflicting reports now from the time I sent you that text. And then they're saying, oh, the deal's much less than it was. But at the time I sent it to you, it was like, oh, this is this huge groundbreaking deal. So I just, before I like really dive into it, I think I want to see like what the actual terms of the money are.
Okay.
So,
and that will matter to you.
Yes.
So if he signed it for like $500,000,
well,
it's like,
not
oh, that's
be
not $500,000. But if it's $30 million, you're like,
if
oh,
it's $30 million a year, that's insanity.
He's not gonna sign a $30 million a year. Like Nike's not that dumb.
Well, if anybody cares about humanity, it's Nike.
Yeah, exactly. But like, come on, bro. You're like, you're really mad at Colin Kaepernick
for making
a check.
Here's the deal. I was mad on Sunday. I'm less mad now due to the conflicting reports. I think I just want to see more details on it.
Yeah.
I just think maybe I overreacted a little bit on Sunday.
Okay.
But I want to see more details.
What about the trustee leaving Ohio State because he felt like they didn't do a good enough service to their school? Do you disagree with that guy? Clearly you do, right?
I mean, that's his decision. That's his decision to leave. If he wants to leave, that's...
You don't think there's some merit in the fact that a trustee left the school over their handling of this situation?
I mean,
they didn't drag a kid across the line and leave him seizing for 58 minutes, but I mean, they...
I mean, of course, it's alarming and it's disappointing to see a trustee leave, but that trustee obviously didn't feel...
winning football games was more important than women? Shout out to him.
I'm just saying he just felt like it wasn't strong enough. That's his right, and he
like
left.
Ezekiel Elliott's right hand.
Well, was he convicted? Was Ezekiel Elliott convicted?
No,
he wasn't.
It's called paying money to shut people up. Was Patrick Kane convicted? We all know what happened there.
He wasn't convicted.
But was Ben Roethlisberger convicted? Oh, he just got married two months
he's
later.
He's a married man, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
He respects women now.
Yeah.
He's a completely changed man.
You know what
man.
I'm saying, though? Like, so, I mean, I think
the
fact that
the
trustee
past.
Was probably privy to the information that was provided during the investigation, and the fact that he didn't think that was, I think that needs to hold some merit. But I know you don't care because winning football
That's
doesn't
not,
matter
I've
over
never
women
said that,
and their safety and health.
I've never said that, but
I mean,
keep trying to.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. The Nazis were just doing their job. I mean, Urban Meyer was just doing his job. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, you can't fire him for what you can't fire him for that.
Like, but Colin Kaepernick taking a Nike deal is the devil.
I never said that.
This is the most outrageous
said that.
Thing.
I never ever said that.
You said he's a sellout.
Yeah, and I said I backtrack. I just said I backtracked from that.
You did. So, I wish you would backtrack from your Ohio State support, your blind support.
You can't fire him for what came out of the report. You cannot fire him for that.
You can hold on. We talked about this. Ohio is an at-will state, much like the state of Maryland, which means you can fire anybody for anything as long as it's not the color of their skin or, you know. So I don't want to hear that. That's a cop-out.
No, it's not.
It really is, though, because you can fire him for anything. You can fire. It's an at-will state. That's what happens.
But personally, I don't believe you should be. I don't think you should. There's a need to fire him. I mean, look, obviously. Because
she had no marks?
Well, you're Zach Smith is the actual abuser. Let's get that.
Agreed.
He's the actual
and abuser. Urban Meyer's an enabler.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not.
So, all right. 2009 wasn't a thing. I feel you.
He wasn't an enabler. I feel you, man.
Hey, national championships. That's all that matters.
How is he an enabler? Why is he an enabler? Why do you think he's an enabler?
Because he knew that they weren't going to go further into...
In 2009, he got counseling for them.
Oh, my God.
He did.
He got counseling for them.
In the report, it says Urban Meyer I'm sure that highly, car ride highly, home. Highly respects women. In the report, it of says course. That.
Yeah.
And he's been very vocal on domestic violence issues before. You can't say he's an enabler. That's just not right.
He is an enabler.
It's not right.
He is an enabler. Oh, I got him counseling. I wonder how that car ride home went for Courtney Smith, by the way, you know, after that counseling session where she was like, he hits me. And then they were probably in the car and he probably, I don't know, hit her or something like that. And Urban was like, well, they had counseling. That's all that matters, right? I did my job.
He tried his best. He's not in this situation. What more do you want him to do?
He's been a man.
He's been very vocal on domestic violence issues. Very vocal.
Yeah. He's been very vocal in his job.
I'm sorry. I don't agree with you, man. To say he's an enabler is just, that's just not right. Not right.
How do you call it getting counseling in 2009? Clearly not following up on the situation. 2015... There's abuse.
Well, 2009, when did he leave Florida? What was the year he left Florida?
It was the year after Jesus left, I believe.
It was 2011.
2011? Okay, and they said they didn't have another incident until 2012, after the 2009. That was public.
Okay.
They didn't have another incident until 2012. And then Zach Smith didn't, Urban Meyer didn't hire Zach Smith until 2015.
Okay, so and then, it's okay for him to have all these. That's an enabler, bro.
No, it's not.
Ray Rice doesn't have another job after his public
scrutiny.
Yeah, because
we have video footage of him punching someone.
Video beating up women. And he's as long as you do it behind closed doors and no one knows.
And he's an actual abuser. Urban Meyer's not an abuser.
Yeah, he's a sympathizer. He's not an abuser sympathizer.
No, he's not.
He's just trying to be a tough wide receivers coach, man. No, he's not. You know, he's just trying to climb his way up the ranks, beating women left and right, you know?
Zach Smith, you can say, is...
That's who I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I can't... Obviously, I won't disagree with you on that, but to say Urban Meyer's didn't... Come on, man. You're better than that.
I'm... Alex, can you chime in? What are your thoughts on Urban Meyer? You think he's a swell guy? You think he cares about women?
It's on their...
It's fully documented. It's fully documented.
Flex, man.
Yeah.
So it must be true.
Yeah. Just like Jason Brown from Last Chance U is a gentle heart, you know?
He was on that Michael Irvin show, right?
God, I hate you. All right, so new season starts tomorrow for the NFL. We always go off on this Urban Meyer tangent. I just want him to, like, I feel like he's a good kid, but I feel like he's just lost in the sports sauce, man. Like, I feel like if this would have been...
Look, Urban Meyer could have done better, but to say he's an enabler is just not right. That's just not right at all. That's pretty much like saying he doesn't care about domestic violence. And he doesn't.
I think he cares about domestic violence in regards to losing football players on the field and in regards to,
so you're saying he doesn't care about women's safety, about domestic violence.
That's no, what, unless it's his daughters right. or his wife.
That's not right.
You really think he cares yes, about absolutely. Women getting beat up?
Absolutely.
Okay. So text messages, and you know that's not enough. And then you lie for him at a press conference. Come on, bro.
He botched two press conferences. I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't botch press conferences. Of course he did.
That is putting women below your notoriety.
Look, man, I don't agree with you. I'm sorry.
I know you don't, because, you know, it is what it is. As long as we win those football games, it doesn't matter how many black eyes happen. You
can keep saying that. That's not why I say what I say. Hey. I have the same position on this every single situation. Every time.
Hey, he's a stand-up guy. He cares about women. He cares about women, man. You know? Hey, you know what? Ray Rice doesn't believe in bullying either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, at least we have Ray Rice is an actual abuser and he's caught on camera.
Dude, the fact that video evidence is all that matters to you is sad.
But Ray Rice is an actual abuser. Urban Meyer is not an abuser. The fact that you can't put Urban Meyer and Ray Rice in the same sense, that's just wrong.
I mean, I'm putting them in the same sense because they both were caught up in a domestic violence issue. And one of them lost their jobs, but the other one wins football games.
Yeah, because one of them actually committed the crime.
Because one of them covered it up.
No.
Well, both of them covered it up. Let's be honest about that, but...
You can't... That's just...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He did his job. I'm sorry.
He's an actual abuser, and you're putting him in the same... Urban Meyer's not an abuser, Matt. So you can't just write... Just by the fact of that, you can't put him in the same sense as Ray Rice.
So people loading people into the chambers that were just doing their job, they're not actual murderers. Like, you playing a role in helping cover up and not firing or disciplining the guy that's beating his wife on a nightly basis.
He
didn't
cover it up. He reported it. I don't know what...
Yep, so did Joe Paterno.
I don't know what...
He reported it to the higher-ups. He should get all his games back. We should put his statue back up. He was a swell guy.
I don't know what you want. I mean...
I want you to open your eyes away from just the fact that Ohio State football wins football
it's
games.
It's not. Well, it has
everything to do with it.
No, it's not.
It has everything to do with it.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I think it does, because you had no idea what was going on with Ohio State's wrestling team, am I right?
I wouldn't know anything about Ohio State's wrestling team if they went undefeated for the past 20 years, because I don't follow wrestling.
Yeah, because they don't win.
Well,
if they were winning, you'd be in here being like, yo, you talk about the Columbus Crew, bro. Like, don't act like you're not going to, and whatever, what's that team that took a couple years off in the Arena Football
Cleveland
League?
The Gladiators.
Yeah, so you know about them, but you mean to tell me that if Ohio State wrestling was a top team, you'd be like, we got wrestling. We got sauerkraut, wrestling, American food.
I would say the same thing. I'd say the same thing regardless of wins, losses, whatever.
I disagree. I think all right, you're kind of caught up in the sauce.
All right, you can disagree with that.
You like the fact that your team wins football games.
Well, obviously,
you sit behind the statements of he cares about women. Like, come on, bro.
He does.
I think he cares about five women, and that's it. His daughters and his wife. I bet you if his daughter got knocked out every night, he might do something about it. More than just report it. Oh, but it wasn't on video, so it doesn't matter. You know, she might have banged her face on the wall or something, you know? These clumsy women.
He did the best he could. He made some mistakes
in
judgment.
Did the best he could.
He made some mistakes in judgment. I don't know what else you want, man.
Tim Tebow cannot clean his sins. He can't.
Tim Tebow.
Oh. What did Tim Tebow have to do with it?
Well, Tim Tebow is the thing that Urban Meyer goes to be like, I'm a good guy.
I thought Tim Tebow did something.
I'm not a horrible person, you know? It's okay. Hey, horrible people run football teams, and they're just allowed to do whatever they want.
He's not a horrible person.
Not a horrible person at all. I know. He did his job.
It's not.
All right. Are you guys excited for the NFL season?
Yes. I'm very excited.
Very.
It's about time it's back.
Especially those London games.
Well,
Yeah. And I'm really excited to see what's going to constitute as a hit now.
Oh, yeah. Or a tackle. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, the Browns got the most talented roster in the AFC North.
Dude, did you see Baker Mayfield tear up the Lions on preseason?
I did. But nothing is more impressive than that 5-0 victory over the Eagles, Super Bowl champions.
I knew I was going to get...
Baker Mayfield, legit.
Let's just pray to God that he sits
gonna
a whole
beat
year.
He's going to beat a bunch of teams. He's
why would he sit
time.
A whole year? He should start now.
No, he should not start now. Tyrod Taylor should start now.
I like Tyrod.
He's too busy getting that Toyota to sponsorship.
Yeah. Oh, don't talk about sponsorships, man. Who do you have winning each division? Let's go. Hold on. I'm going to write these down.
All right.
We're going to do M, we're going to do A, and we're going to do Sebastian. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. I'm going to run them down. AFC East.
Is that the Patriots? Patriots. But the Patriots are not going to dominate as they usually do.
Okay.
Patriots are going to – they're slowly on the decline.
Okay.
But I got New England winning that division.
AFC North.
Pittsburgh.
Well, actually, hold on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we should go.
Oh, okay. We're doing okay. Yeah, Patriots.
I'm gonna take New England as well. I'm surprised you didn't say the Jets.
They're my second place team.
AFC North.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
I agree with both.
What
of
about
you.
Your Browns, man? They're gonna
no.
Play. They're second.
Game. Second. Yeah.
They'll battle for a wild card.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have the AFC South.
Houston.
God loves Jags. Blakey B's my man.
I'm going to say Houston as well. I think the Jags are going to make drop off this year. I think Blake Bortles is going to go right back to being Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
They're going to be solely Leonard Fournette team. You look Alex at that wide receiving crew. I really think it's going to be a Titans-Houston duel. And I would say
that's going to be a fun division.
And really,
don't count Indianapolis out if Andrew Luck's back to Andrew Luck too.
Yeah, I mean we'll see. He doesn't have a great roster around him.
That's
but it is Andrew Luck. I agree.
I mean he's got a solid receiving core, but his defense is obviously
AFC West.
I keep flip flopping on this division. I'm going to go back and say the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is either going to be really really good or really really bad.
I think he's going to be trash.
So
I'm gonna pick the Chargers.
Okay,
I'm picking Chargers as well.
All right,
my dream of seeing the Chargers host a home playoff game will be alive.
All right,
10,000 fans in the stands.
Who do you guys have for the NFC East?
I got Dallas. I got Dallas.
Wow.
I'm still going with the Eagles.
I'm going Philly as well, man. I don't think Dallas is going to be good. I really don't. I don't. I mean,
all right.
I think by default, they'll probably be the second best team in the league in the division.
Right.
But I don't see.
I'm just not that high on Philly this year.
I'm not that high on Philly either. Let's be completely honest. Like, I'm not that high on Philly. I just think the Giants are going to be trash.
I think the Cowboys are going to be better. I really think
the Redskins are going to be meh. And I think Dallas is just, I think Dak Prescott's probably the most overrated.
Really?
Quarterback in the league, other than Patrick Mahomes, the third. I don't.
Okay.
I think Dak Prescott, in my opinion, the thing that I remember most from Dak Prescott's college career is when he got laid out in the parking lot of a concert. I don't know if you remember that video. Yeah. Which, you know, shout out to that guy. Not Dak, the other guy. NFC North.
This is hard.
What about your Bears, man?
It's the Bears or the Packers for me. Let's go Bears. I'm feeling it.
I'm going with my Sparty Kirk Cousins and the Vikings.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you. I think I'm going to go Minnesota as well.
I think Minnesota is going to be the team that regresses the most.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs, in the NFC maybe, I think the Chiefs are going to be that team. And NFC South.
It's another good division. I'll take Atlanta.
I'm going to say Panthers.
Oh, Jesus. It's because of white quarterback, of running backs,
white
right?
White running back and the fact that Cam Newton really respects women.
Don't get me started, Alex. I'm going to go New Orleans. I'm good locking New Orleans. So we all have three different picks there.
Good.
So shout out to that. And last but not least, the NFC West, which I think is...
I'll take the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going with Rams.
I was about to say, I think all of us are going to pick that.
Good fantasy team name, Turn Your Head and Goff.
Yeah.
How about Teenage Mutant Ninja Bortles?
That's not a bad one.
I'm one of my team's name is Cobb Deep.
It's not bad.
He doesn't go
deep. It hurts when Eifert.
It's a hard Gronk life.
Okay.
My ball, Zach Ertz.
Who do you have as your wild cards in each?
Ooh.
So let's do AFC first.
All right. Ooh, this is going to be interesting. Wild cards. I will take... I'll take Jacksonville for one. This is hard.
What about your Jets? What about your Browns?
I'll take... You know, we're going to screw it up. I can't pick the Browns. I just can't. I'll take the Titans as well.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go three from the AFC South.
Okay. I think that's very well possible. Do you want to do your NFC or wait?
We'll go
AFC.
Okay. I'm going to go two also from AFC South. I'll go Titans and Texans.
It's hard, isn't it?
I know.
I'm going to do... And it hurts me to say this because I really don't want to believe in them, but I really think the Jags are going to fall off and not make the playoffs. So I think the Titans will make it. And then this is tough. And I think, honestly, the team that might just sneak in by default, because I think the Bills are going to fall back, is the team that probably should have made it to the playoffs last year in Baltimore.
Ooh.
I think Baltimore's going to make their way back into the playoffs.
I forgot about Baltimore.
I don't think they're going to be great. I think they're going to get the second of the wild card
You
spots.
Know what? I'm going to – can I change mine?
You're going to take Tennessee out?
You convinced me. You've convinced me. I'm going to take Tennessee out.
Okay.
I'll put Baltimore in as the second one.
All right.
And I hate doing that.
All right. NFC.
Oh, boy. This is hard. This is really hard. I'll take Green Bay as a wild card. Man. This is brutal. The NFC is so much better than the AFC. And I'll take New Orleans. This is my second wild card.
Okay,
I'm leaving out Carolina.
I'm going with
and Philly.
Jimmy G and the Niners.
I was thinking about the Niners,
too. I'm
going
to go with the Saints.
All right, well, I am going to go with the... I don't think anybody from the NFC West is coming out other than the Rams.
It's hard, isn't it?
I don't think... All right, so I think... So I'm going to say Green Bay, and I'm going to lock in the Atlanta Falcons.
So you don't have Atlanta making the playoffs, Alex. Mm-mm. All right.
I'm excited. I think
it's going to be a fun year.
I think it's going to be a real fun year. It's funny. I promote our podcast on this sports podcast page, and there's this one that came up the other day, and like this guy was like, he was like, oh, well, the Eagles clearly have the best roster in the NFL. And I'm like, calm down. Like,
right.
I don't think that's the case. I honestly think, remember, for years and years and years, the NFC East was held as in the highest regard. And I just think it's not a good division anymore. I think the Eagles are the best. I think they went on a really good run last year. But I'm not looking at that team being all super, like, scared.
Yeah.
And it helps that they don't play. All right. Are you ready for this? Super Bowl.
Jeez.
Who's your two teams and who's your winner if you had to pick right now?
All right. From the AFC, I'll take out. I'll take Pittsburgh out of the AFC. I'll take Atlanta out of the NFC, and I'll take Atlanta as my Super Bowl winner. I love the Falcons this year. Okay. They're going to be I feel real good about that pick.
I'm going to go with the Rams, and I'm also going to go with Blakey B.
Oh, my goodness.
They got so close last year.
Who you got winning that?
A Goff Bortles.
Yeah. Oh. I'm going with the Rams. I got to make it interesting here.
I think they have the best defense.
The Rams?
No.
The Jags.
The Jags. They have, like, if not the best, but they have the best defense in their division and the worst quarterback in their division.
Right.
Like, they have the worst. Blicky B tear it up this year.
I, myself, this is a tough one, right? Because I feel like if Deshaun Watson wasn't coming off of an injury, I could be like Houston. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he's coming off an injury. The Chargers are the Chargers. I think by default, even though I don't want to do this, I'm going to put Pittsburgh in that position. I really don't want to. I think it's gonna be Pittsburgh versus New Orleans.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do New Orleans. I'm locking New Orleans in.
All right.
Lock it in. Mardi Gras.
Two NFC South, different champs.
Yeah, you have Atlanta, I have New Orleans, this man has the Rams. All of us have NFC.
All right. Speaks to the dominance of the NFC over the AFC.
Yeah. All right, so that we got that out the way. Let's go to college football. What were some of your takeaways for week one? I mean, if you didn't take away that the Big Ten is not strong, I mean, I don't know what else you took away.
It obviously underperformed.
You cannot doubt Utah football.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Look, I can pull up shows from 2 years ago. Strong. I can pull up when we played BYU at FedEx Field, and we struggled, but we won. And he was like, oh, you guys really struggled. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they took the L.
Utah State, good team. I was expecting a tough matchup. They gave us a good game. Their quarterback, Love, looks really good.
I mean, the Big Ten, I mean, I don't know if you saw, Maryland is not in the top 25, but they got some votes to be in the top 25.
They shouldn't be. Well, they got some votes because of a kid that died. Like, let's be honest. Like, I'm sorry, Maryland. I don't mean to be mean about it, but, like, that's the only reason why they got any bit of votes. And I bet you both of those votes were people from Maryland.
My biggest takeaway is Florida State sucks.
Florida State's pretty terrible. They are.
They suck.
Francois is that's why I was so offended when I saw Virginia Tech. Like, Florida State, like, they'd put themselves in positions and then Francois would make terrible decisions. I don't even know if it's necessarily Florida State that sucks. Is it more Francois?
It's everyone.
Like,
Willie Taggart stinks as a coach. Everywhere Willie Taggart goes, he just underperforms. He underperformed at South Florida, underperformed at Oregon, which is like a gold mine on the West Coast. Now he comes to Florida State and he continues to stink it up. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, man.
Willie Taggart's on my list for most overrated.
You know what
coaches.
Game I got one of the game that I got some of the most joy watching was Cincinnati UCLA. That was a good game.
Didn't Cincy win that one?
Cincy won that one. And apparently, so according to Chip Kelly, they have the toughest schedule in the country.
UCLA does?
Yeah.
They have Oklahoma
and
next week.
And Cincinnati was supposed to be their easiest team on their schedule.
Good Lord.
And it was a good game. That's what I was looking at. I mean, I watched the West Virginia game. You and I talked about this via text message. I watched the West Virginia. I will watch their games no matter what, every minute of them.
That's how I am about Cleveland games.
I was impressed. We have a linebacker issue, but I'll tell you if, and I know the SEC plays different style offense than the Big 12, but if West Virginia's defense can play somewhat decent, I mean, you know, we're going to put up points. We've always been when Rich Rod was there, we scored points. When Bill Stewart was there, we just sucked. And then, I'm just being honest. And then Holgerson has always – we always put up points. Our issue is the defense. But the linebacker going down for the year, Benton, with already two linebackers injured, that's the biggest worry. But I really think it sucks because being a West Virginia fan, you always know never get your hopes up. And not saying that Tennessee is a good team per se, but they're a Power 5 team. And to essentially dominate them other than literally two series is all. They got 14 points. They put together two good series. But other than that, I mean, it was a really rough day for Tennessee. Will Greer is going to be – that's where people need to be worried about. Because not only is Will Greer back, because a lot of people are like, oh, Will Greer's back. But we got Sills and Jennings both came back. So, like – it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough out here. I think, personally, West Virginia has the best quarterback in the Big 12. At playing quarterback, not at college. I guess, you know, I mean, Kyler Murray is a college quarterback.
Right.
You know, but, like, Greer is...
Oakland Athletic, first-round pick, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, cool. Billy Beane, right? Because he was a good pick.
He's good at picking him, though.
Hey. Yeah, so let me just pull up more stuff that happened because I watched quite a few games this weekend.
Miami sucks.
I watched a bit of
Northwestern Purdue,
the Thursday Kansas State game.
Yeah, that was.
Oh yeah, I watched that game. Yeah, because I told people I was like, "This is gonna be the game of the night." Everybody else is watching the
sleeper.
Other one.
Yeah,
for Northwestern, they were solid last year.
That's like decent now. Iowa's going to be solid
UCF
again.
Still undefeated?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they played Randy Edsall, right?
Your hatred
yeah.
of UCF, especially with Blake UB. I mean, I'm just.
I like
Brandon Marshall.
I like Brandon Marshall. I like Asante Samuel.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. Don't put Kevin Smith in
Shaquem
that.
Griffin.
He's not even the best Kevin Smith, okay? Like. and the best Kevin Smith is a comic book guy. You know what I'm saying? Like. I'll tell you. I watched a bit of Michigan State, Utah State. I thoroughly enjoyed that game.
Utah State, solid team. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
They're going to make a run. Are they going to be this year's UCF?
Damn straight, man.
They're going to go undefeated. Let's pull up Utah State's schedule quick. Let's see. By the way, they're not going to be this year's UCF because they already lost. they play. All right, here we go. Uh-oh. This is a barn burner. They might have to get rings and a parade.
Mexico State?
New Mexico State.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Mexico State?
New Mexico.
Okay, I was like, Alex. I don't even know what this team is. Tennessee Tech Central?
Don't know that one.
You don't know this one? No. All right, let's click on it. Let's see who they are.
Oh, goodness.
Tennessee Tech.
Tennessee Tech, okay.
All right.
Playing new programs or keeping the variety going?
They get to play at that blue field.
Air Force at BYU. They host the UNLV, which, fun fact of the day, Suge Knight played football for UNLV. They go to Wyoming. That's a cold game.
Got Utah coming up sometime.
UNM, Hawaii, San Jose State, Colorado State, and Boise State. Look.
They don't play Utah?
No.
They always play Utah. That's like a big rivalry.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it Utah and Utah State, or is it?
Utah State.
Is that Holy War?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the Holy War. Maybe no, it's BYU, but still, that's a big rivalry, though.
Well, maybe they're not getting along.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Or maybe it's too one-sided.
Yeah. So other games that were interesting.
How about Louisville, Alabama? That was a barn burner.
We put up 77.
Yeah. Yeah. That also Oregon gave State up 31, though. So that's got to be a little worrisome, yeah, right?
A little.
That Oregon State guy was tearing you up, the running back.
Yeah, he was.
Like three big runs.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Oregon State's a solid team, though. Like Matt said about Tennessee, we're a Power 5 school, and we put 77 up on them, so that's pretty good.
I mean, I would agree. I don't think your offense is going to be the issue this year.
Oh, no. Our offense has never been the issue.
I just think
Shiano will figure out our defense.
Shiano.
You need the tough Shiano men, right? You learned that from Tampa Bay.
Auburn, Washington was, it was okay.
That was a good game.
It was a close game, but I don't want to necessarily say it was a good game.
It was fun.
It was fun.
I'm disappointed Lane Kiffin. I thought he was going to put up a better fight against
the Yankees. Already know, man. I could have swore. I could have swore.
I was having that as my sleeper. Pick.
Yeah. Penn State, Appalachian State.
Did you watch that game?
I did.
I watched
What did you think about that decision App State made when they had a 4th-and-4 and decided to kick a 56-yard field goal instead of going for the first down?
I liked it. I'm going to tell you. Their kicker made a 53-yarder earlier in the game. And they said he's like one of the best kickers in college, and he's got a leg.
Yeah, that's one thing crap schools get is good kickers.
And I don't know.
Alabama gets Russians.
I was, because they were going to go for it originally, then they called the timeout. I was like screaming at my TV, kick it, kick it, kick it. And then they called the timeout, like, please kick it. I would have kicked it. So I agree with the decision.
Can we talk about, for the record, that Notre Dame Michigan wasn't as close as 24-17.
Oh no, it wasn't.
But also,
Michigan sucks.
Can we talk about how Notre Dame is just, they continue to be unbelievably overrated?
Why are they overrated?
Because they jumped up to eight. Like,
they jumped from 12 to 8. Four spots.
How do you make that big of a jump when you know Michigan's not that good?
Well, Michigan dropped all the way to 23.
As well as they should have. They're not good.
Did they watch them last year?
That's the problem, though. Like, do you really think Notre Dame's that good? Do you really think Notre Dame, who was in complete control of that game and let Michigan climb back into it, do you think they deserved to jump that high up? It should have been LSU. It should have been a
LSU made
Virginia
a huge
Tech.
Jump. Dude.
Agreed.
They were
agreed.
They jumped 12 spots.
As well as they should have. They beat the hell out of Miami. I mean, it ended up getting two late scores.
The
bottom
line is, I think Notre Dame is one of the top 10 teams in the country.
Really?
I really do.
Are you just one of those guys that, like, you know?
Like, I just think they're one of the top 10 teams. So I'm fine with them being at 8.
All right, let's go over their tough schedule. Actually, this schedule that they have is actually tougher than most years that they have schedules.
Ball State next.
Ball State, Vanderbilt.
Commodores, it's a Power 5 school.
Wake Forest.
It's another Power 5 school.
Don't sleep on the MAC.
Bottom of the Power 5, both of those. Would you agree? Vanderbilt is like, people forget Vanderbilt's in the SEC. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's still Power 5.
Jay Cutler.
Smoking
Jay.
Skip Bayless.
Wake Forest. You know what I'm saying? Wake Forest is more known for their basketball players.
Okay. And you liked Chris Paul when he went to Wake Forest, didn't you?
I did. I still like Chris Paul. My beef is not with Chris Paul.
Losers.
He is a loser, but
and so
I like
is James Harden.
I like Chris Paul. I've always told people Chris Paul is my second favorite basketball player. He used to be my favorite, but it is what it is.
They're losers.
They are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like John Wall. He's a loser. He couldn't beat West Virginia with one guy. Wake Forest. All right, then they have Stanford. Then they go to Virginia Tech. Again, Virginia Tech I do not think belongs at the number 12 spot in the nation as well. I think that's stupid. They're going to find a way to fail. One thing I got tired of that game is like, oh, Beamer ball. Beamer's not there anymore, okay?
Right.
His little discolored chin is somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like Francois was just terrible. Like, I mean, in Florida State, but I mean, Yeah. Then they play Pitt, Navy, Northwestern.
Don't sleep on Navy. We only gave up 59 points to Hawaii. Oh,
they got Florida State this year. They got Syracuse.
They scored 60?
No, they only scored 41.
Oh.
I don't see how. I think this is a tougher schedule than they've played in the past, but I don't see them being a top 10 team. I don't.
All right.
They shouldn't be. They shouldn't have made that jump when they let Michigan.
They lose one game on that schedule, they're a top 10 team.
I think they lose multiple games on this schedule. I think they lose to Stanford. USC's overrated, so I don't see that. They lose to Stanford. They're going to struggle against Navy. They'll win it against Navy, but they'll struggle. They'll find a way to struggle in that game. Yeah, I see them. I think they're at least a two-loss team. I just, that's what drives me crazy about the polls is like, okay, so you have, they had their foot on the throat of Michigan and then let it go and they go, we should move them up four spots. Like, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
UNLV loses to USC. USC should have blew them out by more, in my opinion. Any other good games?
Hey, at least UNLV didn't lose last year to Howard.
Yeah.
I have some friends on the Howard football team.
Maryland beats Texas for a second straight year.
Yeah.
Now, I know Todd Herman's white, right? But do you think they're good Charlie Strong?
No.
Because he's white.
Not because he's white.
I mean, it has everything to do with that.
Oh, my God.
Dude, do you not remember when Charlie Strong got hired and the booster came out and was like, he's not our kind of coach out here? You remember that? You remember that? He was like, he doesn't have the, you know, complexion to make it in Texas. Like, you remember that?
Briefly.
Yeah.
We'll see. Because if they do let Tom Herman go, why would the coach want to go there? That they know they're only going to have 2 years to turn the program around each year, each time. Like, you need more than 2 years
I understand that situation, but, like, Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I understand.
Did you see, like, who was at that game? There was nobody there.
Yeah, it was, like, 40,000 out of the 80.
40? That didn't even look like there was 10.
You got to realize they played in a neutral site.
They played.
Yeah, but still, like.
Big neutral site.
Yeah, Landover, yeah. FedEx Field. They sell the capacity of it's like 80, 85K. It was like halfway filled up. They sell like 40,000.
All right. So let's ask the real question. If you're Nick Saban, I don't understand why this is a conversation. I think he's a bit of an idiot right now. Right? Like, Jalen Hurts should have been able to transfer. Like, he should have been like, Jalen, you're never going to be the quarterback here again. Do you really think Jalen Hurts deserves any bit of playing time in meaningful games?
I think Tua is way better than him.
I think Tua is way better than him.
I agree.
Way better than him. Like,
Having said that, I agree with what Nick – I actually loved what Nick Saban said to Maria
holding
Taylor
the kid hostage?
He's right. Like, the media is trying to get him to say something bad about hurt one of those two guys. Now, granted – one is obviously way better than the other.
Yeah.
But as a coach, you can't just, like, throw one guy under the bus.
Yeah,
because
you don't want him to transfer, because you want to keep him there to be a bench player.
And he's won a national title for you, no matter how good. And I've always been, like, Jalen Hurts is overrated. I've always said that.
Jalen Hurts has never been good. He's literally...
Well, don't tell that to ESPN or people down in Alabama.
Well, here's my thing.
But that...
I mean, okay, I think he's an okay college quarterback. But, I mean, I don't think – like, I really think he's low. Like right. There's not a team – like, I pick a team with a not great college quarterback, and I don't think Jalen Hurts gives them two wins extra. Yeah, like, I don't think he's that good. Like,
right.
Now, here's my deal. Nick Saban set himself up for this, all right? By one, changing quarterbacks at halftime in the national championship game, which was a genius move, right? But then to have this kid come in and have that game, and then all summer long, it's like, well, we don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback. And like, you put the media on this dog and pony show and don't expect them to ask the questions that you've, the environment you provided. Like, everybody and their mother knew that Tua was going to be the starting quarterback after that game, national championship game. It's Nick Saban who decided to be like, well, it's a competition and da, 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 and all that. And then he gets mad at them asking him a question about, you know, who's it going to be? And honestly, if Nick Saban continues to run a two quarterback situation, it's probably going to cost him at least a game this year.
I don't think he'll continue to run it.
I don't think he will either. I mean, he really shouldn't. But and I feel bad for Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts could have transferred and gone and started somewhere else. But I feel like he was played.
I'd rather be the backup at Alabama than transfer to a mid or low level.
Here's why
D1
I disagree.
School.
Here's why I disagree. Right? If Jalen Hurts had a chance to be an NFL quarterback and he already has that tape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets benched. Okay, I'll take that at national championship. Jalen Hurts will be out of meaningful football. He can go to Canada or whatever, or he could be the next Tom Brady.
Football.
He could be the next Tom Brady.
The CFL is very meaningful.
Dude,
football.
Lacrosse is bigger than football in Canada.
I disagree.
So is curling.
Yeah. Grey Cup is one of the most watched television events in Canada.
There you go.
Okay. I
go to Saskatchewan, that. Watch a Rough Riders game, then tell me that they don't care about football in Canada.
Okay, we're not going into this. Let,
you brought it up, man. I'm just
come on.
Don't
man.
Come in here.
Are you
your,
really
don't come in
here
with your fake news CFL facts.
Are you really
going to
sit
in here
with
that
and say?
Don't put
that,
down my CFL.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is sitting there going, "Man, oh, I'd rather go to the CFL instead of the NFL"?
No, but
I'd rather be the next Tom Grady.
No, but the CFL is a very competitive,
Jeremiah
great Masoli. League to play in.
I disagree.
And you look at Johnny Football. He couldn't hack it there. Trent Richardson couldn't hack it in the CFL.
Right.
Okay.
Michael Sam couldn't hack it in the CFL.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are all players that I did not expect to be really good NFL players.
Trent Richardson,
because
Trent Richardson is 1 year as a Cleveland Brown was a monster.
You said what?
Trent Richardson is 1 year as a Cleveland Brown was actually a monster. He was actually really, really good.
So
then we traded
playing garbage time, he was good.
Well, if you want to play, if you want to play that game, then all our games, all 60 minutes are garbage time.
Okay,
so
I get that.
One year as a Brown,
okay.
He was very, very right. good. Then we shipped him to Indianapolis, and then Trent Richardson.
All I was trying to say, which they sent him to a non-rushing team.
I think we need to start a petition.
We got first round
pick. Apologize.
I'm not
going to
apologize because of what I'm going to stand by. What I'm saying is, in my opinion. The NFL is the only league that's real meaningful football. I don't care what Joseph.
Meaningful football.
All right. Well,
standing by what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Just like Urban Meyer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just doing my job. I'm reporting to you guys, okay?
You think the CFL really respects football? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that.
Exactly.
Anyways. That we're getting way off of what I was trying to say is if he had a chance to go to the NFL, okay,
right.
I'll sit back and play at the backup role, right?
But
he has no chance at the NFL as a quarterback.
I was going to say.
So because of that case,
maybe.
Because of that case, right?
Or a running back.
Yeah, I think probably running back more than wide receiver.
Small.
Yeah. But because that's not the case, right? Why not go play college football somewhere else? Because at best, you're going to end up in the CFL or AFL. Which is really, you know, like to me, I feel like you're a basketball player and you end up playing overseas. It's like, okay, you know, it's not the NBA, but at least it's overseas. But
right.
If you end up in the AFL or the CFL.
Right. CFL, you get to be famous in another country. You're famous in Canada. And you get... And you get NFL scouts that get to see you at the CFL. They travel up to Canada. They pick out the best talent. And then maybe you could come to the NFL one day.
I will give you
Doug
this.
Flutie.
I will give you this.
Warren Moon.
The CFL is better than NFL Europe.
The CFL is the second best football league in the world.
Oh, uh-huh. Cool.
Exactly.
Okay, like, is that really, like, no one cares about football as much as North America, right? Like
Germany, it's pretty big there.
Okay, yes. Okay, Alex. All right, who's winning the German league this year?
I think I got the Berlin Thunder.
You do not shut up. Is that really a team?
That was the NFL Europe team, the Berlin Thunder.
Oh, but that's not a real Germany. Oh, God. The fact that you guys are like, I know you two watch CFL because you're a bunch of degenerates, okay? Like, do you even sports gamble?
No.
Because that makes it even more sad. I can understand if you were a gambling man and you were like, well, the CFL's on today. But if you actually watch that.
It's fun, man. Yes.
It's fun.
It's top quality football. I am
restraining myself from coming over there and strangling you, man.
I'll wait for the XFL.
Down the CFL.
I'll wait for the XFL. All right.
The XFL will never be as good as the CFL is.
It will be better.
No, it won't.
Because they're going to stand.
All the players in
and,
CFL,
and if you've had a domestic violence issue, they're not going to let you on the team. That's a XFL across the board standard, which means
Vince McMahon when Urban is a guy Meyer, that really cares about women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we know all his, you know. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he cares about women at all, actually. I think he cares about catering to white America that's turning their back on the NFL because the NFL let these thugs, as some of these white folks in America say, run the prison, you know, or whatever they say. Look, I'm never going to watch CFL. I've tried.
Well, then you're missing out on a great league.
No, I'm not. Like, no.
The Grey Cup last 2 years has been one of the most entertaining championship games.
I disagree. What about the sports? Washington Valor and Baltimore Brigade?
Okay,
man.
You got me there. I'll give you that one.
Yeah,
I'll give you
exactly.
That one.
Yeah. A game, mind you, that didn't sell out, and people wouldn't even pay $30 to go see a Super Bowl of a league. Like, and
Washington
I'm
Valor, solid 4-11 team.
Solid
4-11. But Arena Football League, I agree. CFL is top quality.
Is it top quality? Is Jeremiah Masoli a top quality football player?
The man is putting up some major stats.
He's better
in Canada, man. Come on, man. Like, how come everybody wants to rag on Canada until it's time to play the CFL game?
CFL's like the minor leagues of baseball. And you see how
and you rather watch minor league like
no, not rather than the NFL, but I'd rather watch minor league baseball than
what the Indians.
No, but
exactly.
I'm saying not over Major League Baseball, but that's the second best thing to watch baseball wise.
What? Why can't we just watch one? Like, what? Why? You know what I'm saying? And honestly, if you want to talk about the second best football league, it's the NCAA. College football is better
not
than
professional, though. I'm talking about professional.
All right. Well, just they're because they don't get paid. Athletes. Yeah. Come on. They're student athletes. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Student athletes.
The NCAA student cares first. About their amateur.
Yeah.
Status.
Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. Sebastian, I believe.
Yep. I know.
It's time for you to have to go.
Yep.
We're just gonna finish up our stuff. I'll read your pick-ems to the fans when
perfect
when it comes there. Time for us to do our
make
pick-ems.
Sure to watch some CFL
oh
next,
I will
next week
I will
oh what are the big matchups this week
yeah
Alex?
I need to know what's on TV
unfortunately ESPN doesn't have it. They you can get ESPN Plus
I have
ESPN Plus
right be sure to keep up
which what are the games this week
I'll have to check again I haven't checked
oh he doesn't know the games He doesn't know the games it's the biggest football in Canada. It's the second best.
Alex, I expected
league.
More from you.
Of course. He's the one banging on his chest like you need to apologize to CFL. He can't tell me what a game is this weekend.
I'm disappointed
I
in you, Alex.
Pull up the schedule.
Alex,
I am not pulling
I expect
up
better next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week, I right. expect much right. better.
I own up to my mistake for not knowing the schedule of the CFL this week.
CFL.
You should, because y'all were just ragging on
CFL
me.
CFL fan out.
Oh, my God. All right, Alex. Have a good one. You do the same, Sebastian. Enjoy your lab.
Oh, I will. So much.
Oh, my God. I can't even right now. Like, that is just... You literally just put me on white girl status. It's like... like, you know how soccer is like the sixth or seventh most popular sport in the United States of America?
Yeah.
The CFL is probably the look. First off, the CFL is probably packed with a bunch of Americans that couldn't cut it in the U.S.
It's actually they have a 50% rule. If 50% of the roster has to have Canadian players, and you know, then whoever, so probably Americans.
Canadian players in the right that, like, my dad's parents are from Canada, so I'm technically French Canadian.
Canadian players that went to Canadian colleges.
They had to go to Canadian colleges.
I believe so. That's the rule.
How many colleges do they have in Canada?
There's McGill University.
They have colleges in Canada. Is McGill their Harvard?
I think so, because that's it in Montreal.
Ah, shout out to Montreal, the homeland.
Mm. You're a fellow French Canadian, I'm looking at.
The homeland.
Trudeau.
The homeland, yeah. All right.
Trudeau,
Alex.
Trudeau.
Oh, Justin. I see him at the dinners. Okay. He's always like, hey, buddy.
I'm not your guy, friend.
Does he go? Does he have to go to the Grey Cup final?
I don't know. He's not. I haven't seen him there.
You've never seen
him
there.
But I'm pretty sure the champ, they do what they do here.
Is Tim Horton there?
They have Tim Horton's field out of Hamilton. That's where the CFL Hall of Fame is.
CFL Hall of Fame is in Hamilton?
Yeah.
Where's Hamilton?
It's like to the north of Toronto, I believe.
Okay. They're the Tiger Cats, right?
No, Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Oh. No.
I thought you were saying Toronto, but...
They're the Argonauts.
Yes. Where you guys stole their uniform.
Cool.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not ashamed at all. I'm not ashamed at all. I love how South Park does nothing but make fun of Canadians, and y'all rag on Canadians all day long, but as the Canadian Football League is the second... First off, they don't even have four downs. You know what I'm saying?
Makes it tougher.
Yeah. Are they one of those leagues that allows the people to run up to the line?
Yeah, just like...
Lame. That is the dumbest thing ever.
Gives the quarterback options. Everybody but the quarterback can run before the line. So you get running backs, you can get tight ends, wide receivers.
That's so not fair to the defense.
The defense only has to stop them twice.
Okay.
So it levels out. Yeah.
All right, let's do pick-ems before I lose my mind. We're going to start in college football. The first game is Georgia versus South Carolina. Sebastian picked Georgia. I'm going to pick Georgia.
Yeah, I'll pick Georgia.
Okay. University of Kentucky versus Florida. Sebastian picked Florida.
I'll pick Florida.
I picked Florida as well. USC versus Stanford. Sebastian picks Stanford. I will lock in Stanford myself.
I'm going to go USC.
Alex is going to go USC. Michigan State versus Arizona State. Sebastian picked Michigan State.
Yeah, I think we get back on track this week. Because, like I said, Utah State, that's a tough team.
Arizona State with the Herm Edwards. And it's a road trip.
To win the game.
It's a road trip. It's going to be a late night game. Like, I'm still picking Michigan State.
Herm Edwards is going to pick the fall guy.
Yeah. All right. NFL. Atlanta versus Philly. Sebastian has Atlanta. I'm going to lock in Atlanta as well.
I'll go Atlanta.
I just think Nick Foles' luck.
BDN.
Ends here. It ends here. I called it the first time, Alex. All right. Maybe when he no longer can handle it in the NFL, he will go to the CFL and become the next Jeremiah Masoli, who couldn't even stay at a particular school in college, you know?
Hey, he paved the way for your boy, Mariota.
Oh, yeah. And
Mariota owes so much to Masoli.
And also Chad Kelly.
Yeah.
Houston versus New England.
New England.
Sebastian picked Houston. I'm going to pick Houston as well.
Ooh, okay.
Buffalo versus Baltimore.
I'm going Buffalo.
You're doing Buffalo. Sebastian said Baltimore. I'm saying Baltimore as well. Nathan Peterman is just going to be trash dookie. Kansas City versus the Chargers.
Chargers.
I'm torn on this one because the Chargers normally start off the season not great, but I don't have any faith in Patrick Mahomes, so I'm locking in the Chargers. And Sebastian said Kansas City. Washington versus Arizona. Sebastian said Arizona.
I'll go Washington.
I'm going to go Washington as well. I don't think they're going to have a great season, but this one I'm going to lock in. Chicago at Green Bay. Sebastian said Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Green Bay.
I'm going to go Green Bay as well. I just think Mitchell Trubisky is going to need a little bit longer to kind of do his thing. And Khalil Mack is going to be on a really big learning curve. The Jets versus Detroit. Sebastian says the Jets.
Are they at New York?
I think they're at Detroit, but let me – hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, they're at Detroit. I'll probably go Lions then.
I'm going Lions as well. I'm going Lions as well. Let me just get this 100% for you. Just yep, they're at Detroit, Ford Field. Eminem's going to be there halftime. And then the Rams versus Oakland.
Rams.
All of us picked the Rams. All right, Alex, anything else you want to say today?
CFL is an amazing league, and I'm ashamed of you, Matt, for being so close-minded to it.
All right. Well, this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
CFL analyst Alex Baker.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.